Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Menzies back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, as a community banker, Mike Menzies is my one of my heroes. And as a human being, he's one of my favorite people on the planet. And as a member of my Brain Trust, he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. That makes, you know how special that makes him. He's the president of the of Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland and a beautiful part of the world. And he's our good friend, Mike Menzies. Welcome back to the show.
James, thank you. It's always great to be with you. And after 40 years of this racket, I'm starting to feel like an original.
I know what you mean. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, one of the things that I'm really forlorn about and irritated and aggravated and mad about is how the abuses and the digital greed of the big banks have really harmed the U.S. economy, Main Street, independent banks, people that small businesses need, and yet they seem to be coming out relatively unscathed for all of their sins, and seem to be thriving while the rest of us are still carrying the baggage. What do you think?
Well, it sort of confirms that that forgiveness is easier than permission when you're making billions and billions of dollars and you can just write checks to pay for your sins.
The fines curious. That they're levying on them right now, Mike, is they basically consider that a cost of doing business, don't they?
Absolutely. There's just no question about it. It is a cost of doing business. And it's sadly somewhat the product of the Walmartization or the consolidation of an industry that 30 years ago was very much driven by the needs of the community.
Right.
And I accept the fact that the community is changing and that the world is changing and that consolidation was likely to occur to some extent. But it's occurred to the point where these conglomerates that still choose to use the word bank, and they're, for the most part, they're really not banks, they're conglomerates, have reached a point where they're too big to regulate, they're too big to manage, they're too big to control, and they're too big to fail.
Right.
And I think that there was an effort known as Dodd-Frank to try to find a way to properly regulate these entities, but I regret I fail. It has, for the most part, failed.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the past 3 or 4 years of fines and crimes and everything else compared to the previous 30 years, it would be very difficult to think that Dodd-Frank has effectively contained the abuses coming out of these
But it has created a lot of collateral damage, though.
Oh, you bet. No question about it.
It wouldn't be so bad if it didn't do what it should have done, meaning to rein in some of the excesses, but the collateral damage was very effective.
Yeah, the collateral damage of the regulation has punished the community banks. Those banks that are considered small, you might even go up as high as $100 billion or so,
right,
and under. They have been brutalized, working to conform with a series of regulations that came out because Congress was attempting to rein in the too big to fail.
But Mike, the ones I'm worried about are the $150 million banks. I'm talking about the real Main Street out there where the rubber meets the road, Main Street banks.
Yeah, there's just no question that.
I mean, I remember when your bank was about what, $63 million or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and we, you know, we appropriate a significantly disproportionate component of our staff and our energy and our resources to regulatory burden compared to the mega banks and compared to the biggest banks.
And it's the same way that regulations that are passed to rein in big corporations wind up hurting small businesses in a disproportionate way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, I guess the issue is that we need to continue to find ways to promote the growth of our economy and small business.
Right.
And community banks are small businesses.
That's right.
They are not mega banks. And develop effective regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And the intent is there for sure from the regulatory bodies.
Mike, hold on to that thought. We're going to continue this conversation, folks. Only we're going to get into the real estate industry, the mortgage industry, and how that's affecting you and me today. After these messages, with Mike Menzies, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.